Welcome back to 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine. I'm your host, Gino Retta. Well, Wednesday marked 3 years since the tragic Humboldt Broncos bus accident. 16 people lost their lives in that. That included 20-year-old Jackson Joseph. Jackson was a son of former NHLer Chris Joseph, who now joins us. Chris, first and foremost, how are you doing?
We're doing good. This last week was a difficult one. We found that the buildup towards April 6th was a little bit harder. But we made it through. We definitely had some tears. We definitely had some smiles. And we're learning that, losing somebody like that is never going to go away. We've just been building up strength around it so that we can break down and we pick ourselves back up pretty quick. So overall, we're doing good. We were very fortunate to have tons of love and support from all over the world. So that made it easier.
As a family, how do you plan for the actual day of? Like, do you try to isolate? Do you try to surround yourself by loved ones? How do you go about doing that?
Well, you know, like 2 weeks before this, we started to get stressed. You could tell in our family that we were a little bit shorter with each other, a little bit just out of sorts. And it was really the buildup that kind of got to us. And I think a big thing was, this is the third anniversary, and the first anniversary was, we knew there was going to be a big thing in Humboldt. The second one, we had plans just to get together with some of the local families, and then COVID hit and everything got canceled. So we got up to this third one and we're like, we don't know what to do. We don't know how to celebrate it. We don't know what to do. I talked to my daughter, Taylor, and my son, Brett, and we're like, what do you guys want to do? So we kind of just booked it all off and said, we're not really going to commit to anything. And so yesterday we had the roller coaster of emotions. We had some tears for sure. We had some smiles, a little bit of everything. And going into next year, I'm not sure exactly how we'll celebrate that one as well. I think it's a game time decision every year, yeah. And we'll see how you feel.
The city of Humboldt just announced plans to set up a permanent memorial at the accident site. And they also announced they're building a $25 million tribute center, is what they're calling it. It's going to include an arena and, really importantly, a gallery honoring the victims of the crash. What's that mean to you?
It's huge. What it means to me is that because we've received so much love from the world, it feels like this is an opportunity for us to give it back. This feels like an opportunity to do something for the community of Humboldt, a place where people can go in on a day-to-day, maybe do some physiotherapy, maybe go to a rink, and they're going to learn about the 2017-18 Broncos. Most importantly, they're going to learn about Darcy's core covenant and the character that was in the dressing room. And they're going to hopefully walk in there and smile. And for us to give that back to the community of Humboldt is huge because they've been there for us. I mean, the whole country's been there for us, but I think it's going to feel good to give something back and do something positive because there's just been so much pain and trauma that's been associated with it. And so we're looking forward to that. Now the roadside memorial, that'll have a different feel. But that feels like a place where we need to honor in sort of a grave site kind of way. So they'll have two different feels, but I think it's really important.
I thought it was interesting as they made the announcement, the people that had as part of the announcement, Connor McDavid, Haley Wickenheiser, Kyle Lowry of the Raptors were all part of that. What's it mean to you and to the memory of those lost in that day's accident to have people of this stature being supportive of an ongoing legacy?
Well, we're really humbled still every day when people still remember. And I know it's been 3 years and some days it feels like forever and some days it feels like it's just yesterday. But we got a ton of messages the last couple of days too. And we're honored that people still remember. And all I can think of is that what happened to us affected everybody in a way that we can all relate. And I don't know if that's the, putting my child on a bus, being part of a team. I don't know what it is, but it seemed to hit a chord with every Canadian family that they can relate. This could have been them. This. And so I feel like, you know, that's why we had got so much love and support, is this is literally everybody in Canada, could have been them. And so it relates to everybody. And the fact that it's still going, we're super grateful. And obviously we know that it fades a little bit over time, but the fact that there's still a lot of beautiful people out there that want to share their love and support, we're really grateful.
There were a lot of beautiful people lost in that accident, and we remember them as a whole, but we also, it's important for us to remember them as individuals. How would you like us to remember Jackson?
Well, you know, we get that question asked a lot. Jackson was a middle child. He was super flexible within the family, do what his older sister wanted to do what mom and dad wanted to do. He just kind of went with the flow, and he always had a smile on his face. He was a little bit of a goofball, and he was a regular kid. He was nothing special from anybody else, but in that way, he was special. He was your everyday Canadian boy, and big smile all the time. Loved to go to the rink. Loved to be around his teammates. The rink was definitely a happy place for him. And he was one of those guys that kind of made you feel good about what you wanted to do. I would say, Jax, let's go to the driving range, and he'd be like, yeah, Dad, that's a great idea. Let's do it. And whatever it was, and his sister would be like, let's bake some muffins, and same idea. So that's kind of what Jax was. Just a middle child, flexible, loved the harmony in the team and in the family. And that's kind of who he was.
Chris, I know it's a difficult time for you, so we really appreciate you sharing your memories. Thank you for this, and stay safe and healthy.
Thank you, Gino.
That was Chris Joseph, whose son, Jackson, was tragically killed in the Humboldt Broncos bus accident 3 years ago. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report. We'll be back with more 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine right after the break.